Line Cool Tech, 76, July 8, 05. Hope you'll join me on the walk to work this morning. We're going to probably not cover a lot about technology today. Mainly want to play around with these binaural microphones, tell you a little bit more about them, and go into detail a little bit more about some of the questions we've had, and just whatever else comes up. So nothing structured. In our new rating or categorization scheme, this won't be coming under tech. This will just be, I don't know if you'd call it sound seeing tour or not, but stairs here and get Jake saddled up. Bye, Lizzie May. It is really humid out here this morning. See, I think we tried to leave a little early. Let's see if we made it out of there in time. Nope. I didn't think so. Okay, let me tell you a little bit more about this new categorization of the XML feeds on the page, the main Blind Cool Tech page, which of course is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. You can't subscribe to all three. And you wouldn't want to anyway, because, you know, they're subsets of the main Blind Cool Tech. Oh, today's trash day. I forgot to take my... Well, I didn't really forget. I didn't have enough in there. So the training one is going to have the least amount of them. And then the training demos and reviews will have more. It'll include the training, of course. It just won't include... Oh, many of these... morning commute podcasts and some of the sound scene tours won't include those. And then the BCT one, the one that you're using right now, will include all of them just like it does now. Now, what I also did was made some... Good boy. Made some web pages to go along with each XML feed. So if you look on the main web page now, you'll see, you know, pick one of the following as your feed, and then there's a link to the web page and also a link to each feed. So the web page is also filtered. So the all will have just what we've always had, and then the, of course, training demo, blah blah blah, will be a subset of those, and then just the training, there'll be the least amount of them. And while we don't have any fixed rules yet about how often we do this or that, or how long each one is or anything like that, I think in general we can say that we'll do a training one, at least try to, at least once every week or two, and technology reviews more often than that. Now I don't know where to include these walks to work ones, because sometimes we talk about technology, sometimes we talk about just the organization of the podcast itself, just personal things. So for now, we're going to just leave these in with the sound seeing tours. Got an email from a guy this morning that really enjoyed that buying the PC one. I almost didn't do that. It's kind of interesting. Well, not really. But maybe some of you will find it interesting. And if not, the old delete key is always there. And I don't know what to say about your argument, Dean, about rebelling against downloading the stuff. I guess probably what you'll want to do is just not subscribe to the whole thing, because I really, my expertise is in technical matters, but I really would like to experiment a little bit with this media and kind of spread the wings a little bit, if you will. So I hate to be pigeonholed into a certain category. Who knows, I might be the next rock star. Now that's one thing I doubt if you'll be hearing anything of on this podcast. Traffic is annoying. I thought one thing I could probably do is find a different route to work, too. I could take some back roads. So anyway, this web page redesign. Let me give you a little bit of background about it. I demonstrated for you the other day how we make these podcasts and how we generate the XML and the HTML pages for them. But what's kind of cool too is this program we're doing this with is a project management system that I wrote just to manage our own projects after really looking around a lot to see if I could find anything that would meet our needs. And it's like I say, an HTA application, or an HTA, which is a hypertext application written in VBScript. So it's very quick and easy to write these things. kind of nice for prototyping ideas or doing simple programs like this. Like we've got another HTA we use to build our deployment packages, so the setups, whether it's going to be a beta or a release, takes care of pulling things from the right places and including them in the deployment package. So a lot of good use for these HTAs. And this VB script under the Windows script host is really powerful stuff. You can actually make components out of Windows script host. You can really get into it. But this particular application has got the main screen is a list of projects. Well, there's several controls on it. And one of them is a list of projects. So you scroll down to the project that you're interested in logging or putting an issue in. This is all issue based. And we've got, probably 40 or 50 different projects in there. Everything from, Bookport to Bookport firmware, BookWizard, Talking Typer, all the products we have. Plus we have other ones for, support to other areas in APH and outside of APH. Now we do have a support issue also in each project, but I get ahead of myself here. So in addition to this list of projects, there's a control for deciding whether you want to filter based on a category, a priority level. And there's, I believe, 7 priority levels. The highest one is showstopper, critical, high, normal is what the default is. And there's an incidental, a low, and a resolved. So there's also a control that lets you decide whether you would like to filter on whether it's greater than or equal to or less than the priority to level of your filter. So there's those 3 controls: the list, the greater than, less than, blah blah blah, the filter. Then the next control on the screen is a list of issues for the current project. So if we're in the, let's just look at Blind Cool Tech. It's listed as a project, and each of the episodes is an issue. So I can go up to, I can go to that list and scroll through it, and it lists out, the names of each of the shows. If this were a regular project, like a software application, the issues would be, things that need our attention. So in the case of Bookport, for example, we have Bookport firmware and hardware. We have things in there like more robust belt clip, case feet to stabilize the case when you're taking notes, things like that. In some of the software ones, it could be bugs. Well, and there's ones for bugs in the firmware too that we know about, and new features. So right after the list of issues is a level for that issue, a priority level. So by default, this one is normal, or when you make a new one, it's normal. And if you mark it as resolved and you add an issue to it, the program resets that to normal. And then if you change the priority level, the software emails all the interested parties about that. And I'll talk about how the email is set up in just a moment. That's just a combo box with those same seven priority levels, except here it's called status. Now, after the status is an edit control, multi-line edit control that contains all the relevant information about that particular issue. So, in the case of Blind Cool Tech, it would just be the show notes. So if you want to add something to it without actually creating a new issue, you can edit that. Then after that is a new button and an issue button. And the issue button lets you add another item to the current issue, some more information, or, you know, maybe you resolved the issue and you want to explain what it is, what you did, or anything like that. And when you hit that issue button, another screen comes up that's got a few controls, and one of them is an email to control. And by default, this is set to the project leader and any developer that's working on that project. So, for instance, in Bookport, it would be, I think we've got that one going to me, Rob, and Keith. And also, there is a CC field, because the email field will email any new status information to about any issue for that project. Then there's a CC field that's restricted to that particular issue. So if you have people working on you with about a specific issue in a project, you can add their address to the CC field. Then there's a history edit box that gives you all the information about what you've already put in that issue. And then there's a new information edit box that gives you a place to type your new stuff. And once you submit it, the email that goes out contains that new information first, and then the history right below it. So if you get an email about an issue, you can just look through it and pretty well get a history of what's going on. Now, each time you add one, you've probably noticed in the show notes, the software puts the date and then the username for whoever added that issue. We've actually got some electric buses here, or hybrids, too, that are really cool. fact, sometime we need to talk about issues for blind pedestrians and the coming of silent vehicles. But I don't want to digress too badly. So anyway, the email goes out, and also on this screen, besides, you know, the edit, the new information, history, and the emails, you can also uncheck a box if you don't want to email, you know, this particular item in this issue. But in addition, there's a spell button and an OK button. And the spell button really just calls up the spell checker in Microsoft Word. And then the OK button submits the issue, at which point it gets emailed to the interested parties. Now, once you do that, you go back to the main screen where there are more buttons. There's a Find button, which will disregard your filter and just look for any issue with keywords on it. And it also respects dates. So if I want to find everything that we've just entered in the last month, I could put 7805. And I do that quite frequently when I'm writing reports. And, you know, we've got so many projects going, there's no way you can remember them all. Okay, so there's this Find button, and then the Find results just look like the regular screen, except it shows you on the title bar that you're in Find, and you can hit the Close button, and it'll go back to your filtering, or if you're already on the filtering, the Close button will exit the application. Now, the other button that's rather important on here, well, we have things for estimating the time to resolve the issue, you know, in number of hours, and date you're expected to begin working on the issue. But there's also a report button. And this report button, first thing it does is throws up a dialog to see if you want a summary of all the projects. And if you do, it will go through there. Oh, I also forgot to mention too, before I get into that, there's a button there to enter the number of hours you work each day. We all do this each day. So you go to an issue, you hit the time button, put in your hours, and it adds it to a time log too, but also lets us keep track of how many hours we've actually worked on each issue. So this summary report generates an HTML table that lists each project, and under it is, you know, the priority level, estimated hours to complete, number of hours worked, and goes through there and does that for each issue and each project. Now, if you tell it no, you do not want a summary, it just lists the kind of a report of the current project and generates an HTML page for that. And that's the HTML page you see on the web for the Blind Cool Tech project. So it's got the date the issue was entered, and in this case we don't put what we've done on the issue or what the issue is, we just put the show notes. So I bring all this up to tell you that's the way that we're doing the three different feeds. So we can now, if I want to categorize a show, like for instance, what I've done is categorized the training as critical, the training demos and reviews as high, and the rest of them is normal. So the last show I did, I'll probably put as a high. This one is a normal. And then I go to the filter combo box. Like when I make a new show that's other than normal, I'll go to the filter combo, set it to whatever I just put the new show as, in this case, high, and hit report, and it'll just generate a report with just the issues that are high or better, which will be that web page and the new XML feed for, in this case, we're calling it TechCast. So, when I do one like that that's not normal too, I also have to go back and change my filter back to normal and then hit the report button again to generate the main page. And let's see, where was I going with this? Oh, it's just pretty cool and easy. What other buttons are on there? I think that's pretty well describes the application. Of course, you know, if you set your filter to normal, when you mark an issue as resolved, it disappears from the list. Unless you're doing a find or you set your filter back to normal. Resolved. So it's a very, very handy tool. Quick and easy to use. Integrates with our time system. Worked out great on creating these levels of feed as well. So that worked out great for us. Now, I also wanted to mention, you know, I talked about a little bit that this show is an experiment, and I love to do the tech stuff, but I would also like to do more. And I don't know what it's going to be yet. The sound seeing tours are certainly interesting to me. Things like the iRiver menu, you know, that you might not find anywhere else. Those are just a couple of ideas. I can tell you right off the bat that this is not going to probably ever be a audio productions radio type program. Probably like the one Jonathan Mosen's doing. And hey, you know, this guy does fantastic work. He's an audio engineer. I'm not. I'm a software engineer. I'm not sure that's what we want either, is, you know, just an audio, a slick audio production. Obviously, I'd like to make the audio production the best I can. We're doing some construction over to the right there. They're building some condos. Had this neighborhood in an uproar there for a while. Still do. I think they're going to be some pretty high-end condos, too. Well, high-end for Louisville. Like $290,000, $300,000 range. Good morning. So, yeah, we're not going to, I'm not going to say we're not going to. I enjoy a highly produced audio show as much as the next person, but I also enjoy kind of real life, or as some people have put it, for this particular show, you know, reality TV for the blind. So I'm kind of leaning towards that way. I do want to do some studio type of things when we do the training or the even many of the reviews.
Walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
Good boy.
Walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
But I'd also like to be flexible enough to experiment a little. That's what this is all about, after all. And I appreciate Dean's concern that he's tuning in for tech news, and not all these shows are about tech things, so hopefully this categories of feeds will help in his situation there. And you know, like I said, I appreciate a good studio production quality show as much as the next person, and I'm really going to strive to improve the ones that we do in, you know, that way. Like, unfortunately, I don't have a studio at work or at home, but I think I can cobble up enough to make at least a more than adequate audio production. For any of these shows. As far as out on the street, like I've mentioned before, this is a harsh environment to try to work on, with noise levels being so wildly varying. So, bear with us if you would while we work some of that stuff out. By the way, these binaural headphones, I did it again. People want to call them headphones because you wear them over your ears, just like each microphone has a little earpiece, like one side of your glasses. And they just go over the top of your ear, and then the microphone sets. Not in your ear, but right, you know, at the top front of your ear. So, and they're very unobtrusive looking. You can barely tell you have them on. The wires, I think, are too thin, too. I don't know if they're meant to record, you know, inconspicuously. I'm not so concerned with that, but I really like the thickness of the cable, like on that Arcos mic, a lot better. These look like they'd be very easy to break. So anyway, we purchased these at a place on the web called soundprofessionals.com. And it looks like these guys make these microphones themselves. So there's no brand or anything. If you want to check them out, just get on the website and look for binaural microphones. And you can order them either in a high sensitivity or a low sensitivity mode. And then you can also order the color of the wire, so that if you're like dark skinned, you can order a darker wire. There's somebody over to the right there, opened up a squeaky gate and went up some stairs. You could probably hear it. I'm really looking forward to checking these out at the Watermelon Festival in Hope, Arkansas, next week. Kind of something with a lot of activity going on. I used them the other day to record some things. Liz and I went to look at some patio homes and just walking through and talking with the realtor and going through the rooms, there's some possibilities for this stuff. I don't know what all they are yet, but it's amazing. Now, that definitely won't be a tech one either. Likewise, I hope as time goes by, we'll be able to provide you some high quality sound seeing tours of some historical and entertaining places. I mentioned we're really going to try to make it to the Bill Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock. What I'm going to do is ride down there with Shelley. I think Rachel and Marley are going too. Rachel still doesn't know if she can get off work yet. How about... Good boy. So, that's an if. Whoa, we're not allowed to go here. Man, they got that thing amplified. Those are pretty cool. That's a little thing that... Good boy, right? We actually sell here called the motion detector. And we use it for the... go on, little buddy. Oh, okay. Like if someone's cleaning the restrooms or there's a ladder out in the hall, they'll put that there so that your motion sets it off. And what's happening back there? Apparently there's a window that's hanging on by its last threads there. I forgot. We got an email that was closed. That door was closed, but I forgot. So that's pretty cool. It let us know. And it sounds like they've got an amplifier on that. So we're going to go into the front door. Good morning. Hey, you see that? Let's try that again. Come on. Much better. Good boy. Jake kind of clipped my shoulder on the corner there. Whoops, we gotta go downstairs. We've gotta go right back through the display room into the stairwell. And right there's the door we were just trying to come in. And down into the basement because of the construction in our area. Good. Okay. That is going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm your host, Larry Skukon. And if you would like to leave a comment on our audio line that we'll play on the show, you may do so at the number 206-984-9203. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our web address is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Also, please think about submitting reviews of products that you know about and sharing your expertise with the rest of us. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.